You're listening to Talking to the Max with your host, Gary Max, here on J-Air 87.8 FM.
And good morning. It's 23 October, and we've just finished with our festival season, our hug season, and of course we finished with, the nicest and happiest one of all just yesterday. An excuse for grown people to act like children, dancing and drinking and doing all sorts of things they probably shouldn't be doing. But it's a great way to start the Jewish New Year. And it's also a great time to think about doing more mitzvot. That's what we're here to do. And, of course, coming up in just 3 weeks' time is Mitzvah Day. And here with me to discuss Mitzvah Day is the new president, Joanne Lowy-Irons. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
And Ellen Fredgman as well, a super volunteer, I believe.
Ellen is definitely a super volunteer.
Excellent. Excellent. So tell us a little bit about Mitzvah Day. Remind us why we're doing this, what we're doing. How do we get people motivated?
Well, it's certainly very easy to motivate. However, let me explain a little bit about Mitzvah Day. Mitzvah Day is a grassroots global Jewish-led day of social action, a day where communities can come together for the betterment of community. We support local initiatives and charities. We're not creating new initiatives or charities, but connecting with existing ones.
Yep. And you're looking for people to think of new ideas as well as the old ones that are already ongoing, I take it? Trying and encouraging as many people as possible?
Yeah, there is a whole list if you go to mitzvahday.org.
.au.
There is a list of projects that are available if you are an individual. And you want to sign up for one, or if it's an organization, if you're a member of an organization and you want to create your own project, you can definitely do that too. We need people to collect things, to cook. There are a lot of charities out there who would love to have a phone call from someone saying, would you like us to cook for you, or would you like us to collect things for you?
Okay, so it can work both ways. Individuals can volunteer for organizations that are already involved in mitzvot, or a group can come along and do their own thing.
Correct.
Yes, and the mission of Mitzvah Day is to bring a little joy, reduce hardship, and help the environment.
Fantastic.
So I think that speaks volumes.
And that's why the color's green.
It is why the color's green.
Yeah.
It's very fresh.
It is. And so you've just recently become incorporated, you were
telling
me.
We've become an incorporated association.
What gets you to that level, I guess, of organisation to do that?
Sure. It's our ninth year in Australia. So we're here to stay.
Good.
And it gives us some authenticity and some substance. And we hope for more people to become aware of us. We are creating a new website, which people will come to. And also we're trying to improve our social media. There's a whole new world out there to attract.
And yeah, absolutely.
Some of the better projects are those that are intergenerational and some that are multicultural.
Can you give us some examples then?
Sure. One of the ones I like is when Caulfield Shul, Dashai Shalom, go into Emi Monash and the residents and the volunteers cook together.
Fantastic.
And then they move that food down the street to residents of Housing Commission estates and feed them. So there's a lot of connections.
That's a lovely idea. Yeah, lots of connections.
That are happening. There's connections with the volunteers and the residents, and then the connection with those that are actually serving the food at the coalface.
That's wonderful.
So that is great. Some of the kindergartens will go into nursing homes and perform.
Right. That's great. That's great. Yeah.
We've also had some of the kindergartens make little chocolate balls that are then taken and they've served at meals through Temple Beth Israel's Nourish program. Also, St. Kilda Mums. We've been working with St. Kilda Mums with Mitzvah Day for a number of years, and they're looking for volunteers to come and sort donations that are given for mothers who need things for babies who can't afford clothes, prams, cots. So that's a good organization. It's been around for a number of years. They've just expanded. They're no longer, they're St. Kilda Mums in Clayton.
it's a little bit of a drive, but it's doable. A couple of the other multicultural events that we've had in the past is Stand Up holds a friendship picnic for the Sudanese community.
Right.
And again, this year, the King David School have been generous to open their campus.
Right.
And so that will be on Sunday the 17th of November. We do need to say the date, Sunday the 17th of November.
Exactly, Sunday the 17th. Getting to that,
yes. Traditionally, it's the third Sunday in November. And another multicultural event that has happened for the last couple of years is friendship picnics with an excursion with refugees, asylum seekers.
Okay.
And that is done in conjunction with the Salvation Army.
So there's a lot of community outreach as well.
There's a lot of community outreach. There's a lot of kindness. There's a lot of generosity of spirit that happens on these days to make things happen.
Yeah, another great project, seeing kids doing things, is Wezo Kids makes sandwiches. And they make hundreds of sandwiches that are then distributed through
Eat Up.
Right.
Who gives these sandwiches to kids for lunches, for kids who can't afford, who come to school hungry, so they have lunches. And each of the kids who comes to make a sandwich, they also bring a jar of Vegemite or something like that, again, that can be used for that, or they bring a piece of fruit that can be added to those lunches.
There's an educational component to the ones that certainly involve the children,
right,
in that there's an explanation of mitzvot and doing good, it's a tzedakah, and how they can actually contribute.
Yep.
Because from whatever level, they can participate.
Now, you've got...
It's very age-appropriate.
Right. You've got... People should be registering their projects or their involvement. How many registrations are we looking at the moment?
So far we have 30 registered projects.
That's in Melbourne or...
That's Australia-wide.
That's national.
Perth is a very committed community, mm-hmm, which is wonderful. We have registration from Adelaide. Brisbane have already had their project. They have a cemetery clean-up.
All right.
Around Rosh Hashanah time, just due to the weather, it's better for them,
mm-hmm,
which is wonderful. And Tasmania was on board last year. But yes, people should register at the website.
At the website, we'll remind people.
Then individuals can go. That's right. Then individuals can go onto that website to see what is available and choose a project that interests them. Mm-hmm. Once an organisation has registered, they will receive our welcome pack, mm-hmm, and in that welcome pack is an explanation how to run a successful day and how to collect the merchandise.
Excellent.
I want to mention another project that happened last year that I hope someone will take on this year.
Yeah.
Is that Spirit Grow, in conjunction with Beit Raphael, did a couple of things, one of which they parked their shuttle vans, the Beit Raphael shuttle vans, in the street, and the post-B'nai Mitzvah students came and cleaned, washed the shuttle vans.
Oh, great.
Which was quite fun to watch. There was a lot of water around. And inside the building, it was a continual hive of activity where people bought food to contribute for Beit Raphael.
Right.
And then another section were making nice notes to go with the boxes of food that were going to be distributed to those people.
Fantastic. One of my favourite charity groups is Beit Raphael. They do a fantastic job. And, in fact, I just saw a couple of weeks ago, they now, if you have the unfortunate need to be at the emergency section at which hospital? What's the one in Melbourne? Cabrini. And if you're just sitting in the waiting room there, there's now a kosher box for food.
It's beautiful.
For kosher food. So they're always developing, continuing to develop what they offer people too.
It's quite meaningful.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of our other organisations that are involved this year, WITSO, certainly WITSO Masada, are doing their collect-a-thon.
Right. What are they collecting?
They're collecting food.
Right.
To benefit local Glen Iver community.
Okay, so food seems to be quite a mainstay, doesn't it?
Whether it's a collect-a-thon or a cook-a-thon, food is huge in the Jewish community, or even with the friendship picnics, so actually we're feeding people.
Says a lot about the Jewish community. Yeah.
It says a lot about our community.
Another thing, if people want to do a collect-a-thon and don't want to do food, toiletries are always needed for people on the streets. Toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, anything like that. There's a great organization called Pay a Sack Forward, who go out to different places where there are people living on the streets.
Right.
And they distribute little survival packs. that have those toiletry things in it. So if somebody wants to do a collect-a-thon, Pay a Sack Forward might be someone to contact.
So we have food, we have toiletries, we also have arts and crafts.
Okay.
So our kitchen table run pods during the course of the year,
right.
And certainly on Mitzvah Day they have a grand event. This year they're working in conjunction with Sholom Aleichem College, and they're going into the school and making arts and crafts. And those products often go to women who are fleeing domestic violence, mm-hmm. just to brighten their day.
Yep.
And those pods with Sholom Aleichem are to continue during the course of the year as well.
It's fantastic.
There's so much out there.
There is a lot that people can do.
And if you want to give a part of yourself, you can donate blood.
And plasma.
And plasma.
Now, of course, Mitzvah Day, we talk about Mitzvah Day, but mitzvahs should be ongoing in our life, shouldn't they? How do we
absolutely
inculcate that message?
This is a platform. It's sometimes to get people started. Mm-hmm. It's an introduction to a charity or an initiative, and then it's up to the individual to follow through for the course of the year. It gives them a taste of volunteering as well. Some of my friends, however, do say we're so busy, this is one day we set aside to volunteer.
Okay, yeah. So. And that's fair enough too, because people do live very busy lives, so it's a good opportunity to just stop that for a day and think about and get
the whole family involved.
Yes, it is certainly a day that community comes together, regardless of affiliation.
How does, you say Mitzvah Day it's Australia-wide, but you say it's international too. Where else?
So it is international.
And what's the history of it all? Where did it come from?
Oh, I gave a huge history last year, to refresh people's memories, it originated in the United Kingdom by a woman called Laura Marx, who had prior to that been in the United States. And in the United States, there were mitzvah days.
Yes, I think it originated in the United States.
I thought you might say that.
What Laura Marx did was she actually brought all the days together into one day, the third Sunday in November, and she approached rabbis from across the streams of Judaism. So a Reform rabbi, conservative rabbi, and Orthodox rabbi, mm-hmm. and she brought them together. And I believe their first project was to do with gardening, to greening, helping the environment, and Mitzvah Day grew from there. She outreached to other countries. I do know it has been in Spain, in Germany, in Belarus, in some of the South American countries, as well as last year we joked that I had to look up where Namibia is, as well as New Zealand, Hong Kong. It is truly international.
That's fantastic. It really is. And it's just such a nice thought, because there is so much good work people can do and volunteers can do. There's a great need for volunteerism. So all strength to you.
Thank you.
So I'll just remind people that if they want to get involved in Mitzvah Day, either as individuals, as families, or as a group you may belong to, you should register your ideas or look for your ideas on www.mitzvahday, that's mitzvahday.org.au. It's a really worthwhile cause, and I think it's something we should all try and aspire to get involved with.
Thank you. And before you actually cut me off,
I'm not allowed to.
A huge thank you to our sponsors and supporters.
Uh-huh.
We are 100% volunteer-led and run committee,
mm-hmm.
and without the support of the City of Port Phillip, the City of Glen Eira, also Low Lippman, ABL, Central Park Specialist Centre, Malvern Heart Centre, and the Australian Jewish News, we wouldn't be able to provide the merchandise that we do, run the advertising that we do, and keep operating. And we're also fortunate enough to have David Southwick, MP, as our patron. He has been a huge supporter of Mitzvah Day Australia
Fantastic.
Since its inception, and he may even give blood again this year.
Oh, please get pictures of that.
Don't worry, David. We'll make sure you have pictures.
Oh, I know. David's very good at pictures.
So thank you to all our generous sponsors and supporters.
Thanks for being with us today. And you suggested this song, so I'm going to try and play it now. This is the Beatles, and it's talking about Come Together.